housing, the Taoiseach said yesterday, is the coalition's number one priority. But while they grapple with how to rein in cuckoo funds from buying up residential estates, there's also a growing rental crisis, with prices outside Dublin now soaring during lockdown. Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent, is with me. Is there any sign, Micheál, yet of a clear way forward now to tackle the cuckoo funds without unanticipated consequences?
I think while very little is being said publicly, and indeed in the Dáil last night, the Finance Minister, Pascal Donohue, using terms like seeking to make progress on this, there is a real sense of haste behind the scenes. The three ministers, Dara O'Brien, Michael McGrath and Pascal Donohue, all meeting for more than 2 hours yesterday. And it's going to look at things in three parts, as I understand it. One is finding a way, probably through regulation, of trying to set a limit on the number of homes that investor funds could buy. Then pointing to the local authorities and making sure that any properties that are bought or have been bought can't be rented or wouldn't be rented by councils. And then the third bit, looking at the tax side, which it seems is going to look at things like stamp duty. Discussions with the Attorney General likely to continue for the next few days. Some in government believe it is possible that you could see the unified approach and the outline of proposals by next week, and their implementation would obviously take longer. But that seems to be the aim at the moment. However, there are some who believe that even that might prove a little optimistic, that this remains complicated territory. But at the same time, there is no doubt that the entire government housing policy is in the spotlight as a result of this. And for that reason, if the government wants to speak about other parts of that policy, it needs to deal with this particular issue first.
All right, just moving on briefly to planning. Is there a potential difficulty for the coalition partners now around, as Stephen Matthews of the Green Party first said, politicians becoming involved in live planning issues, and Roderick O'Gorman on this programme also saying best politicians not involve themselves in this live planning process. What's going on here?
Yeah, I thought the comments from Minister Roderick O'Gorman earlier were significant indeed, because he is a politician who his colleagues would regard as someone who's renowned for his tact and diplomacy. For him to say that politicians should essentially step aside and that Untashka are best placed to make their own decisions is significant. Stephen Matthews, the Green Party TD, going further in something of a rebuke to the Taoiseach last night, saying that politicians shouldn't comment on live planning issues. This is something that does send a ripple through the heart of government, and in some ways it is something that is a tangible point and something that, while the government has made big progress and we'll say getting a unified approach when it comes to targets that are some way down the line, this is something that's going to focus their attention in the short term. And many were surprised that the Taoiseach did go as far as he did yesterday by saying he hoped Untashka wouldn't take any further appeals. Some say that is something that shouldn't be suggested to a non-governmental organisation who has a statutory role in this and to pursue certain objectives.
All right, and this around the Glanbia cheese factory in South Kilkenny. Micheál Lehane, thank you.